The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, the CSO's Irish Health Survey for 2024 has found that 56% of people aged 55 to 64 drink alcohol at least weekly, compared to 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds, so double the number of 18 to 24-year-olds among the 55 to 64-year-old group. But what's driving the trend and what are the broader implications? I'm joined now by Dr. Sheila Gilheeney, the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Dr. Gilheeney, good morning and thanks for talking to us. I suppose the question I had when I saw those stats, is it the case that older people are drinking more but in a bit of moderation, as in you might have the glass of wine after dinner or on a Friday evening, where younger people maybe are drinking less often but drinking in excess when they do?
Thanks very much, Sean, for having me on. And I think actually that's a good observation, because we would have data from, you know, multiple other sources which look at the level of binge drinking, you know, right across the population. But particularly if you look at that younger age group, you know, kind of 15 to 24 year olds, what you find is that about 40% of them would binge drink. So when they do drink, they drink large quantities in a given time period. And we also know that that level of binge drinking, unfortunately, is actually increasing here in Ireland. So, you know, there's positives to be seen, you know, because we do see some other things, like, you know, that the average age at which young people are starting to drink has actually gone up in recent years. It's now at about 16. A few years ago, it was more like 14 to 15. So those are positives. And we would say that part of that, you know, positive change has been because of the Public Health Alcohol Act, which has introduced, you know, some elements, modest measures such as minimum unit pricing, some restrictions in advertising, that we feel are having some impact on the overall level of alcohol consumption. But I think it's really a case of, you know, there has been some work done, but there's an awful lot more to be done. And again, you know, just to put a bit of context in this, you know, alcohol is by far the most widely available and widely used drug here in Ireland. About 75% of the population would drink. And the outpouring from that is that, you know, it is the drug which causes the greatest amount of harm here in Ireland. So today, for example, you know, 4 people will die from alcohol. There's 1,500 people in hospital today because of alcohol. And we see lots of other knock-on effects. So, for example, Ireland would have the third highest level of FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. And those are the sorts of conditions that come when you have a large level of alcohol being consumed right across the population, both at older age groups and also at younger age groups. And, you know, it's for this reason that we're saying that the Act really needs to be implemented in full, including, for example, the inclusion of health warning labelling on all alcohol products, which is due to come into effect next year, and which I really think would be helpful in giving that broad population information that we really don't have at the moment, because to some extent we're inclined to feel that because the population drinks at high levels, it's normalised, and we don't really see, if you like, the harm that comes from it.
Well, I was at a barbecue, and for the first time yesterday, I saw someone had a bottle of wine, and there was a warning on it about the links of alcohol and cancer, which I hadn't seen. And as you say, the rest of that Act has to come in. Well, how much of this, particularly among younger people as well, is cost, though, that it is, has now become more expensive because of minimum unit pricing and then general inflation as well? And do you buy this argument that it is pushing, you know, the increased cost is pushing more young people towards drugs, as we see an increase in the number of young people using cocaine, for example?
Well, you know, again, just to look at the figures from this, you know, the CSO data on Ireland's alcohol prices actually would show that, you know, the price of alcohol that you can buy in a supermarket today is the same as what it was 20 years ago. MUP actually only brought it back to where it was, to, you know, in 2003. From an affordability point of view, the price of alcohol in supermarkets is actually 85% more affordable today than it was 20 years ago. So it's still a very affordable drug. There has been some increase in prices, but not a huge pile. We certainly don't buy the argument that an increase in price in alcohol is having any impact in relation to, you know, the use of of illegal drugs, for example, cocaine, which is something that has been posited a number of times in the media in the last few weeks, but there's absolutely no evidence to suggest that at all. But, you know, to give a little bit of context here, as I say, about...
I'd love to give the full context, Sheila, but I'm afraid we're bang up out of time, unfortunately, but that is interesting to get your views, and thanks so many for joining us on the Anton Savage Show. That was Dr. Sheila Gilheeney, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, with some very interesting stats in relation to drug use and to alcohol use, which I suppose is drug use, is essentially the argument that they are making.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.